Good afternoon. This is Sam Brooks, your host for Local Matter Sports. And this afternoon, I have the pleasure of talking with Chad Crouch, local businessman, former Tennessee Tech basketball star. It is a pleasure to have you on the show today, Chad.
Thank you, Sam. It's nice to be here.
Well, we're going to jump into little Chad. I like talking about the younger days, and you're not from Tennessee, which I didn't really remember that, I guess. So give me a little bit of information about your upbringing.
Well, my family's originally from Tennessee, and everybody moved up, most of my grandparents, to work in Dayton, Ohio at the factories. And so I was born in Dayton, Ohio and lived there. Basketball is such a big part of our life. Basketball moved me back to Tennessee. My junior year in high school, we transferred to Pickett County, Tennessee to play at Pickett County.
Well, I tell you what, that had to be a pretty enlightening transition for you from moving from a bigger place to somewhere that's very traditional, very small, very community-oriented.
It was a major change in my life. It was culture shock. I lived right down the road from a major mall to Pickett County. It don't even have a stoplight. But it was a great life changer for me. It put basketball first in my life. I had the keys of the gym. I'd practice 2-3 hours every day. Friday nights, I'd be in the gym practicing.
So before we dive into that a little bit more, tell me a little bit about your family, your immediate family, your mother, your father. You said they worked in factories. It's a little bit different situation there than what exists in Tennessee. Tell me a little bit about them as we go a little bit further.
Well, my mom and dad have both moved to Tennessee through the years, but when they lived in Ohio, my father worked at the GM plants. My grandfather worked at the GM plants. My uncles worked there. It's just they're large factory buildings that may be a mile wide, and that's where a lot of people work back then.
When you talk about factory, at least in my mind, as we grew up, and we're fairly close in age and have known each other for a long time, but what comes to mind when I think of factory is maybe a dirty place, an assembly line, a sweatshop. You know, today, factories aren't like that anymore. It's interesting that what our parents grew up in and worked in, you know, really has changed a lot since then.
It is definitely a lot more automated.
Yes.
Now. But then he's taken me through some of those buildings, and they are hot. And when it gets in the summers, it was a different life than what we live now.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it's changed dramatically. But coming from that situation, what was the motivation for your parents to bring you to Tennessee? Really going into your junior year, it's kind of late in your career.
Well, basketball was number one, and just the way of life. Tennessee is just a different world. You have a lot more religion in this area. People are a lot more down to earth. You respect your parents in this area, which not to say it's not in Ohio, but it is a different, more down to earth way of living.
Well, and you talk about, and we don't know this really because I grew up here, but I talk to other folks that come in from out of town, from up north or Florida, or come in vacation around here, and everybody brags on the hospitality, the southern hospitality, and especially in the southeastern United States. What do you think that is? Being from Ohio, you should have a pretty good glimpse of what that is and what that meant to you.
Oh, it is such a major life change. For example, you can go in a gas station here, and people are going to be friendly to you, greet you, and they might sit there and talk to you for 5-6 minutes. You go in different areas, and they don't even want you in. They're not even going to look at you. They just want you to get out the door as fast as you can.
Well, I've always wondered, Chad, why do you think that is? Is it just the upbeat lifestyle maybe that they live, or is it just the way that they were brought up?
Well, I think a lot of it is here. We're more down to earth, and it's a slower paced way of life, and we have respect for others. We put others first, and that's a great way to be brought up. That's a great foundation for your life, and that's how people are brought up when they're children all the way up.
Brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers and a sister.
Of course, I know this, but tell me a little bit about your brothers and sisters.
They all live here in Tennessee. My brother lives across the street from me, one of them. The other one has transferred to Murfreesboro, but he would love to get back here. We're pretty close-knit family. My sister lives in Cookeville. She moved from Ohio. When she had kids, she started moving back here like I did. We just wanted to be in this area.
Chad, what is it about Cookeville that and the area, including, you know, all the Upper Cumberland region, really, including Pickett County and all this area. What is it about this area? A lot of times we have kids that will grow up here like I did and go away for a little while or think they want to go away for a little while. And a lot of times the majority of folks end up moving back to Cookeville. And you just said your brother's gone away in Murfreesboro and got a job there. What is it that attracts people to Cookeville, Tennessee?
Well, the grass is not greener on the other side. Even if you think it is, Cookeville is such a good place to live. Well, what brought me here was Tennessee Tech. And what me and my wife met, she played basketball at Tennessee Tech as well. And we fell in love with this community. And I've been here for 23 years now. And we just fell in love with it. You know, it's getting to be a bigger city, but you still have the small town feel to it. People are still friendly. You can still call in numerous attorneys, judges, doctors are on my cell phone that I can get. If I need something done, I can call them and they'll answer my calls. Where you go in larger cities like Dayton, Ohio, you might not know any doctors. You might not know an attorney. You don't have those connections.
Today, we're talking with Chad Crouch about life in the Upper Cumberland and maybe the attraction to our area, which is really cool to talk about. So we'll continue that conversation, Chad. So you gave me a good segue into your immediate family, your wife and your kids now. You said that you and your wife met at Tech. Now, she played basketball for Tennessee Tech, and so did you. How did that all come about?
Well, actually, on one of my first visits at Tennessee Tech, I came to a basketball camp, and she was working the basketball camp because she was playing for the girls program under Coach Worrell. And that's how we met. Coach Harrell actually introduced me and her back then, and we started dating some early on in my career. And then we got back together later in my career when she was a police officer. We got back together and stayed together ever since.
Okay, I was hoping you would bring that up. A police officer.
Yes.
I've known her for a while, and I can't see that. I mean, I know she's tough and can be very tough if need be, but how did she fall into that?
Well, her father is a police officer, and that's been his career, and she just fell in line with that. At Tennessee Tech, she went to criminal justice. She was going to be an attorney or a police officer, and she just right out of college was a detective for Warren County, and then she went to Murfreesboro for 5 years and was a street officer, and that's when we started dating again.
Now, her father, it was Warren County, right?
Yes.
She's from Warren County,
correct?
Okay, so she came to Tennessee Tech to play ball from Warren County, and then you two got together there, and children.
Yes, we have three girls now, and they all play basketball, and that is more fun than us playing ourselves is watching them play. I went 10 years in real estate that I worked every weekend. Since my oldest daughter starts playing travel ball on the weekends, I go play, watch travel ball. I help coach. I do whatever's needed, but I want to go watch those games.
Ages?
My oldest is 14, and my two youngest are twins, and they're 8 years old.
Now, you got to tell me their names, and they're going to get mad if they hear this and you don't tell the names.
My oldest is Brooklyn, and she plays basketball at Upperman. And my two youngest are Cassie and Callie, and they go to All Good in second grade.
Okay, I'm going to throw you on the spot now. So I think I know the answer. They play at Upperman, girls basketball, kind of a no-brainer. But what made your decision to decide to go to Upperman? Because I know you live in Cookeville.
Correct.
So what made your decision to decide to go down to Upperman to play basketball?
We started playing travel ball with the travel program around Upperman, the Magic team, and my daughter fell in love with it. Fell in love with the girls, fell in love with the coaches, fell in love with everything that they stood for. And it was just there was no decision to it. She was just waiting for the moment to go there. She was ready for a year to transfer.
So it didn't really have anything to do with a bigger school versus a smaller school? Because I know your upbringing at Pickett County in a smaller school. You just said it a minute ago. You had a key to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think in Cookeville, Tennessee today, we could give kids a key to the gym. And I wanted to touch on that. It had to be pretty cool back when you were growing up to be able to have a key to go to the high school gym anytime you want and open the gym and play basketball.
Oh, there was nothing like it. When it came Friday evenings, Saturday evenings, Monday after school, Tuesday, every day of the week, if we didn't have practice, I was going to the gym. If I didn't shoot every day, I felt like I was losing ground to somebody else who was shooting. So when you have the keys to the gym, it's a different world. In Ohio, I'd be playing outside in the snow, or it would be so cold you only could play for a short period of time and you'd have to come back in.
This is Sam Brooks, and I'm talking with Chad Crouch, First Realty in town in Cookeville, and we're continuing the conversation. We're playing basketball at Pickett County High School. You're a junior. You moved down from Ohio. When did you know that basketball might be something you wanted to do in college?
When I got to Pickett County, when I saw how serious they took it and I could play all the time and practice all the time, it started getting me to the next level. And I started seeing there might be a future in it. So I just kept working harder and harder every day.
When did Tennessee Tech come in the picture?
About my senior year, they started talking to me. I had another player from my team that played at Tennessee Tech already. So we were already on the radar. And I started going to camps there and team camps and talking to Coach Harrell and Coach Bray. And they eventually brought me in.
And that other player would be Eric Mitchell, if I'm not mistaken.
Eric Mitchell, yes.
Eric Mitchell was our first guest on this show.
I'm sorry.
We couldn't hardly stop him from talking. he did a great job, and he was good for me to, having someone I'm comfortable with that first show is great to have him on there. And both of you ended up going to Tennessee Tech, getting to play together and having a great career there. And so what did it mean to you to get through your senior year, a very successful senior year at Pickett County, which you can talk about a little bit? What did it mean to you to have a great season there, a successful move from Ohio, and then a transition into college basketball?
Well, it just gave me direction of where I'm going to go. I know a lot of kids, when they're in sophomore, juniors, and seniors, they don't know what they're going to do. Well, it just kind of transitioned me straight into college. I knew what I was going to do. There was no second guessing. And I just felt like I made the right decision.
So how tall are you?
I am 6 foot.
6 foot. Point guard at Tennessee Tech. I remember very well. Challenging for a 6 foot guard to make it to the college level. And, I would think that you would have to work twice as hard as the folks that are a little bit taller than you to be able to have a chance to do that.
Well, when I was in the gym, that's what I always tell myself. I have to work so much harder than everybody else. And it kept me driven where I would not leave the gym. After an hour or two, I would keep going.
Well, let's continue our conversation about going into college and what that meant to you. And after the break, we'll be right back. We are talking with Chad Crouch today about basketball, playing at Tennessee Tech. And we're going to go back into the conversation that you just got to Tennessee Tech, graduated from Pickett County High School, moved in from Ohio, which was very interesting, to a smaller town. Now you go to Tennessee Tech with a population of about 9,000 to 10,000 students.
Yeah, my first few days on campus, I was a little lost. I didn't know many people. I had some friends here, but I moved in with my sister who was at Tennessee Tech at the time. But she was actually graduated and started going into her teaching career. So I was kind of in the apartment by myself and not knowing where I was going, just trying to find myself around day at a time like a freshman does.
Frank Harrell was your coach who recruited you your senior year. And I got to know Frank, of course, being around here for a long time and, through the Tom Deaton years. And then when Frank ended up taking over and then the coaches that came after him. Now Frank's more of a co-athletic director at Tennessee Tech, who he's been on the show. And, man, just to see him relive those memories that he has as a coach that's been in it so long. And a lot of people don't know Frank started out as a football coach down in Georgia and on the offensive side, and that was interesting to hear. As you said, you go into Tennessee Tech, it's a new experience. Was the coaching any different from the high school level? Was Frank on you all the time, or was he pretty laid back with you? How did he work with you?
Well, in high school, we were just running gun. We didn't have an offense. It was just get it and go as fast as we can, try to score 100 points every game and just put everybody away with how many points we were going to score. But Tennessee Tech is a little more disciplined. Athletes are everybody's an athlete out there, so you have to run a lot more offense. You have to play a lot more defense. I really had to learn a lot of defense and how to stay in your stance all the time and be ready all the time, and it was just a different world with the athletes.
So there's going to be some young players out there, whether it be basketball, baseball, whatever it might be, that are out there listening to this. How can you educate them? And you just said it. You go from being a very big fish in a small top pond to being a small fish in a huge pond. And everybody on the court at the Division I level, which Tennessee Tech is, are good players. How did you handle that transition?
When you get to this level, everybody was a star on their team. Everybody scored 15 to 25 points a game. So you got that first year, you've got to find where you fit. that don't mean you're going to score 20 points a game. You're going to have to find where your role is with the team. Don't get discouraged in the freshman year because you're just learning at that point.
And the recruiting game has changed dramatically. And you're going to be seeing that as your daughters filter through the program and get a little bit older. What would your advice be to young athletes out there that were in a similar situation with you as you were? They want to try and get to the next level. What is your advice to them?
Well, it always goes back to hard work. You've got to be a good athlete. You got to be good at your sport, but you've got to practice, practice, practice. If you're practicing more than the other competition, you're going to get better than them. And what I've found it now is this travel, the travel season, it goes a lot longer than the school season. And that's where a lot of the coaches and the college coaches look at these players is the travel season. My daughter at 14 has probably played more basketball games than I did my whole career by the time she's 14, because she plays so many in a weekend.
And that, that's a great point. That's exactly what I was wanting to touch on with you, because I know you're right in the middle of that, and I've kind of been through it following Will around in golf. It's the same thing. You got to play all the time. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, when we were a little bit younger and we were growing up, you had a time to still be a kid. I mean, I played football and basketball, so there was a lot there. But we still had some time to get away, to do other things. As you said, nowadays, you got to be careful. You got to find that balance. And with me, it was always making sure that Will was the one who wanted to do this and not me.
That is correct. We leave it up to her. But every time we ask, she wants to play. And we even try to take about a month off after the school season. We try to just take a month off and not do any basketball. And as soon as she gets back on, she's ready for practice. She's ready. If we miss a practice, she is upset. She wants to get back into it. So we leave it up to our kids to play and tell us how much they want to play. And we try to stay hands off.
And parents out there, now listen to that. You're getting some good advice from someone who's in the middle of it right now. And I stand behind what he says. You have to give that the decision making process to, and we're talking about a 14-year-old, but they've got to be bought in with believing and working hard for what they want. And if it comes from a parent's motivation, sometimes I've seen it several times, it just doesn't work. And so I like that. I love that you're giving her that opportunity to back off when she needs to play harder when she wants to. And if the ball's in her court, so to speak, then I think that's a great plan moving forward for your children. So I applaud you on that.
Well, you can't make them love the game, and you can't make them really work at it. They've got to do it on their own.
What would you – you're going to have times where maybe you sense a little bit of downtime, maybe getting a little bit tired. What's your game plan for that as you deal with your daughters as they grow up?
Like I said, we leave it up to her, and if she don't want to play, it does give us a break, because we are traveling about 3 weekends out of every month. We're typically going somewhere. To be honest, the weekends that we're not playing with one team, she's calling her cousin who plays as well to see if she can get on that team and play that weekend, because she don't like taking it off. We like to take off more than she does.
And that leads me into, the question I wanted to ask you, very important for, I try and ask all our coaches, your basketball background, going from Pickett County, going to Tennessee Tech, as much as you had to work to get to where you are, how much did that benefit you when you graduated Tennessee Tech and you got out in the real world?
Well, when you play a team sport, it automatically gives you an edge on everybody else, because you know how to deal with tough personalities, you know how to get along with other people, you know how to be flexible. And with my career in real estate, it helps me to negotiate with other people, because I've been around so many different kinds of personalities, from Ohio to Tennessee, the basketball, the athletes I've been around, the coaches I've been around. As a point guard, you're kind of the coach on the floor, so you kind of learn how to talk to people. You know how to get their strengths. You know how to watch when they're down and pick them back up. And that has helped me as a parent and as a real estate agent and as a husband.
We're talking to Chad Crouch, former Tennessee Tech basketball player and realtor in the local area. And real estate, it's booming.
Coolville Real Estate, I've been in it for 20 years now, and this is the best I've seen the Coolville market in the 20 years I've been in it. We've seen balanced markets, we've seen buyer's markets, but this is the first time I'm seeing a seller's market. Inventory's getting lower. The word's out. Coolville is a great place to live, so we're getting people from Nashville, and we're still getting the people from the north that are coming here, and we're growing faster than we're replacing the houses, so the inventory is getting very low.
And I think we've just voted a couple of weeks ago, still in the top 10 most affordable cities in the country. So that when people are out there and they're looking for a place to settle and move for whatever reasons, I would think Coolville would be high on their list.
Yeah, even though the housing market is increasing, we're still so much lower than the national average. If you go to Nashville, the rule of thumb is about whatever our house costs, it's going to be double in Nashville. So Wow. They can drive an hour and pay half the price of a house.
And I think that's kind of what you're seeing. And you notice the population growth in a place like Mount Juliet has exploded. Murfreesboro has been growing for a long time and one of the fastest growing cities in the nation. Would you be okay with that? You know, we get past Mount Juliet, we're getting a little bit closer to Coolville now, and that growth is, you can see it as you drive by on the interstate, they're really booming. What is your proper size for Coolville to stay or grow, or what's your thoughts?
Well, of course, we can't control what's going to happen. What we've seen with Nashville, it's like this big tidal wave, and it affected Mount Juliet, affected Murfreesboro, it's affecting Lebanon, and it's coming to Coolville. We're seeing a lot more Nashville buyers here, and there's nothing we can do about it. Nashville is growing so fast, they don't have places to put people, so they're coming an hour and a half away to find a home right now.
And you got the lake is a big draw. I mean, there's a lot of folks from the Nashville area that come to Center Hill, mm-hmm. you know, to get away from the crowded areas that are up there. So that's probably got a lot to do it. Your real estate team is pretty different than some of the others that are in town. Tell me a little bit about your team and how that came about.
Well, it's me and my wife, Amy. We're a husband and wife team. We have Crystal Odom on our team and Susan Dahl. She's my licensed personal assistant. When I started real estate 20 years ago, I just got going good when me and Amy got married. And at that point, she was going to either move here to be a police officer or join me as real estate, and I was going to have to hire somebody. So it just worked out natural flow for her to come with me. And at the time, I really wanted to keep our ads kind of separate because I thought she might hold me back a little. But she talked me into doing the 2-for-1 ads and really going with the husband and wife team, and we took off. We went from selling $2 million a year to $4 million to $8 million to $12 million. Wow. And it just, every year it just started, we were growing so fast, we had to add additions to our team.
And I've worked with you before, and I kind of compare you guys to a doctor on call. Mm-hmm. It seems like you always got to be ready for a call to go show a house or to meet a new family that's coming in. Is that the way it is?
For you, my first 15 years in real estate, you are always on call. If I was in my pajamas at night and an offer came in, you have to get dressed. You got to go meet the homeowner. In the last 5 years, we've really switched to this digital world and we've really embraced it. And we're kind of ahead of a lot of people. And now we do most of our offers, most of our listings digital. And it has kept me at home a little bit more. And when I do the basketball travel tournaments, I'm on my phone. I can work contracts. I can work offers. I can talk to people. And it has opened up my life where I was kind of stuck and couldn't go too far from Coolville. Now we can actually open up and travel around some.
So digital technology has really helped the game, so to speak, with what you do.
Oh, completely changed my life.
Awesome. Well, Chad, it has been an honor to have you on today and to talk to you and have a conversation. Appreciate you coming and spending a little bit of time with us, and good luck with the real estate business. I know you don't need it, but good luck and thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam.